Time again for our weekly guide to what critics are saying about new movie releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.
Our first film is Along Came Polly, a romantic slapstick comedy starring Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston.
You don't eat mixed nuts at a bar. Everybody knows that.
What are you talking about?
On average, only one out of every six people wash their hands when they go to the bathroom. Yeah, so when you think you're innocently eating a little bar snack, you're actually ingesting potentially deadly bacteria from about 39 soil-handed strangers.
Irritable bowel syndrome is a running joke in Along Came Polly, so much so that watching it feels like someone is slowly jamming your face into something unpleasant, gags the Chicago Tribune. And don't even ask about the persistence of blind ferret jokes, adds the Los Angeles Times. The romantic chemistry of the stars sparks nothing more than an irritating heat rash, says the New York Times. But the dork meets princess marketing chemistry makes the film a chick flick for guys, observes Entertainment Weekly. Next, in limited release, is Robert Altman's The Company, which mixes stars Neve Campbell and Malcolm McDowell with real-life dancers to depict a fictional dance troupe.
It's not the steps, babies. It's what's inside that really counts. That's when you really begin to soar.
The Company dispenses with backstage drama conventions in favor of an improvisational, plotless style. The Village Voice thinks it's a mere doodle, but the Chicago Tribune raves about the poetry of motion and lyrical delight, and Salon says the dance sequences are among the most dazzling ever put on film. Roger Ebert finds deeper meanings. He claims the company's true subject is the creative process, and calls it the closest that Robert Altman has come to making an autobiographical film. Finally, also in limited release, is the re-release of The Battle of Algiers, a 1965 docudrama about the French occupation of Algeria that was screened by the Pentagon last summer as a primer on terrorism. Some reviewers wonder what message the Pentagon thought this film would teach the military. The Village Voice calls it a revolt anthem that sides squarely with the oppressed, bomb-planting Arabs. Others think it's more even-handed, however. The Washington Post sees no heroes and says the film's greatness lies in its ability to embrace moral ambiguity without succumbing to it.
Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for Slate.